It's a lot there, isn't it? Actually, in the Hebrew, it's only two words. Don't kill or don't murder. Well, what does that mean? Notice it goes first negatively, because it's a negative command, don't, right? And so it says, well, this is what it means to not murder. And then, but notice also there in question 107 is the positive. Okay, does that mean as long as I don't kill my neighbor, I've kept this commandment? And the answer is no. We're also called to love our neighbor. It's the opposite of murdering them, loving them. So how do I love them? And it goes into details. So again, what is the context? The context is what? I am thankful to God for his redemption, that I didn't die because of my sin. Wages of sin is death. I deserve to die because I have murdered myself. And so, thou shalt not murder, does that include yourself? Well, every time we sin, we commit self-murder, in one sense. So it's a serious, serious thing. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, he took our place, and he died in our place. So now, how do I say thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place? Well, when I deal with a fellow human being, I treat them like Jesus would treat them. How's that for probably a good way to say it? Did Jesus revile those that were attacking him? Did Jesus hate those who were nailing him to the cross? Those that were sinning against him at that time? He was innocent. No. He loved them. He actually was suffering in their place. Possibly. So I do not revile, hate, insult, or kill my neighbor. But notice this. Either by thought, word, or gesture, much less deed. Ow. I don't know about you, but I've been offended by people. I've been insulted in my heart. It's like, oh, I wish I could, you know, payback, right? What goes around comes around. Am I the only one here that ever has been tempted to seek revenge when somebody does something to you evil? Anybody never had that? Okay, thank you. I love how everyone's honest, right? This is, ouch, thought, word, deed. I hate you. Have you ever thought that towards someone? Without even saying it? Or maybe you said it too, right? Is that violating thou shalt not kill? According to Jesus, it is. What did Jesus say? If you're angry with your brother in your heart, you have what? You killed him. So it starts in the heart. The outward expression may be restrained, but the sin is still there. Lay aside all desire for revenge. That's a tough one, isn't it? What is the desire for revenge? In a sense, it's saying, well, I am God, and I'm going to execute judgment on this situation. And I'm going to pay. It says, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So I'm going to... But what is that saying? Well, God, you're not the judge, I am. I don't trust you, God, to do the right thing, and so I'm going to do it instead. Isn't that what revenge is? It's taking upon yourself the authority of God as judge and executioner and executing that judgment. So it is idolatry in that way. Laying aside all desire of revenge, dealing with that. Lord, forgive me for this desire. Grant unto me the ability to respond in the opposite, to trust you and to love. But notice also, it's not just about other people out there, nor that I do no harm to myself or willfully run into any danger. I want to see how fast this car will go. Is that willfully running into any danger? I was guilty of that when I was a foolish young man. I remember my friend and I, we decided to do it. We're going down at 124 miles an hour on this road, and the car is lifting. It's not designed to go that fast. I look back and I go, I was an idiot. I willfully ran into danger. I'm not to harm myself. Do we do that? Do you do that? Do you harm yourself? Do you beat yourself verbally? I'm such an idiot. Well, it may be true, but... Right? We can harm ourselves in ways that we are called not to. We're called to love God, and in doing so, love how God has created me in the image of God. Now, notice also there is capital punishment here in this. The magistrate has the authority and responsibility to exercise judgment. He's armed with the sword. Now, they're not swords today, but you know what I mean. Hand weapon, like a gun. He has the ability to do that. Where's that? We talked about that before. It's in the Bible. It's in Genesis chapter 9, when God, after Noah and the flood, he established civil government and the sword in the hands of the governor. But notice again, it says on the opposite, in condemning envy, hatred, and anger, God requires of us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and kindness toward him. That's hard to do, right? When you've been offended, when you have been assaulted, how do I do that? Well, one thing is you pray for that person, even if that person has done something that harmed. Lord, have mercy on their soul. Have you ever done that when someone cuts you off or driving along? Have you ever said, Lord, have mercy on their soul? I do that. Lord, if that person continued to drive like that, they're going to get hurt. Lord, wake them up. Have mercy on them because they are heading for destruction. Rather than saying, Lord, get them, which is my normal response, right? There's one time where that happened where I was driving in Lodi, and this car came up. It was on a 25-mile-an-hour. This car came screaming up behind me, buzzed around me, and kept going. He must have been doing 50 or 60 in that zone. And it was like, just scared me. You know, here's this guy just about plowed me. And just so happens there was a police officer sitting at the end of the street. Lights went on, and I went, yes, Lord, got him. But was that the right answer? Was that the right response? Well, in a sense, justice was served, but in another sense, I was rejoicing in that. That's a good balance. Have to think about that some more. So what are we called to do? We're called to love our neighbor as ourselves. And how do we do that? By showing kindness. By showing patience. That's a hard one, isn't it? Meekness, which is power under control. Mercy. And prevent his hurt as much as possible. It's a challenge one, isn't it? Well, I'm glad he got what he got. No. Lord, have mercy on his soul. That's a good prayer to pray. So there's a lot there. I just touched on a few things. I would encourage you to go back and think about this, read them again, and meditate and say, Lord, how can I thank you by fulfilling that commandment to love my neighbor as myself? Amen?
Amen. Amen.